Hello, Kevin here.
Hi, Kevin. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Hey, Amy Nelson.
So I was calling because over the weekend you clicked in the back of your dashboard with Local Splash indicating that you wanted more information on paid leads through Google Guarantee. Did you do that on purpose or was that accidental?
No. I mean, I've been clicking here and clicking there, but I did. Just hear me out for a quick second here.
Sure.
They're setting up my Google. I guess I'm 3 weeks into it. It looks like I'm coming to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting anybody. I'm seeing people clicking on my stuff, but nobody's calling me.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho. I'm going, oh, okay, then, I don't know, maybe this, let me check out this leads thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm checking in on it.
Okay. Good. Okay, well, I really appreciate you giving me the feedback on that, because then that tells me exactly how it is that we can help you. You are, as you said, you are 3 weeks into the program, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be, in meaning that it's beginning to get some traction, okay? It is something
yeah.
that takes a little bit of time, and you're doing really well because your Google listing is already verified, which is no small feat in itself. And then you have 2 5-star reviews, so we want to make sure that we begin to capitalize on those reviews. But the Google Guarantee is my favorite product, and the reason it's my favorite product, Kevin, is because in my personal opinion, it is the best product outside of the local SEO that Google has. So it's a nice complement for what you currently have, and it would be in addition to what you currently have with us. It is a pay-per-lead program that Google
yep.
built to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. So it's completely different than anything you've experienced. Now, as I go through the notes here, to me, it looks like you might have been tied up with Thumbtack at some point.
Tied up? Yeah, they got me in handcuffs, and they're waterboarding me. And they're waterboarding
nice.
Me with their lead fees.
Okay. Well,
I don't mind. I don't mind paying for leads.
For quality.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? And for quality. But what I don't like is, and I got one just now.
Okay.
Is There's a guy out there that wants $700 worth of work done. He wants somebody to come put his furniture together.
For free.
Well, not for free. So their algorithm is, okay, they added up, that's about $700 because it's like 10 pieces. And so they send me a lead fee of $34.
Okay.
So, problem is, that same guy contacted 4 other people.
Because they sent that lead to 4 other people.
Or they either sent it to 4 other people, or that customer clicked on 4 different handyman, and however that works. So, Thumbtack is going to get $34 times 4.
At least.
And only one person is going to get the job.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how all those pay-per-lead services do it. Angie's List, Thumbtack, House, Porch, Networks, all
yep.
of them. That's how they work. They work just like that. And, you know, that's why Google built their own pay-per-lead service. So if I may share with you, Kevin, the way that those programs work, and I can tell you this because Local Splash has been a Google partner for quite some time. Now, what they do is they actually purchase a position in the Google Ads section for their company name. So that's a pay-per-click campaign, and they do that with their business name. They list their business name and say, pick your contractor for whichever vertical it is, okay, whether it's
yep.
handyman, if it's electrician, whatever it is, right?
Yep.
They capture the lead. So somebody clicks on there. Now, the other thing about these type of programs is that the way that they advertise themselves to the general public is they say, pick your contractor, get the price you want, right? So
yep.
they're attracting a specific type of clientele as it is. What I mean is they're attracting the haggler. They're attracting the lower bottom, okay? People who are looking to have something done maybe in 6 or 8 months, who just need to save up the money and get the price. They're not looking for the top recommended option and they're paying for quality. They want something done on the cheap, right? So the way that those programs work is they go ahead and they advertise, pick your contractor. The person can pick their contractor because they get bids from a minimum of 3 different companies, and I've seen a max of like 7 or 8. So they're getting that lead cost no matter what, even if that never even pans into an actual job. But Google, Google, because they're the ones that are selling these large corporations the ad space, the Google Ads, they've developed their own program called Google Guarantee. And with Google Guarantee, the advantages here are vast. First and foremost, there are specific criteria that you have to meet to be a service provider. Additionally, within the service provider platform, you also have to be vetted. It has to be tried and true. But there has to be a specific criteria for it to be considered a qualified call. Qualified call means that the person has to have requested and you have to have given the estimate over the phone or set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only 2 instances that Google considers it a qualified call. All other instances, meaning it's a sales or solicitation call, okay, it's a robocall, it's a call somebody asking for employment with your company. They're asking for a service you don't provide that's not listed on your service profile. You're not charged. Uh-huh. If they're requesting a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed on your service profile, you're not charged. You're only charged if they request price over the phone and you give it, or if you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Those are the only 2 instances that are considered a qualified call. Okay? Now, the cool
thing about this, let me just stop you there for 1 second. Mm-hmm. Is that customer able to contact 5 different people and request 5 phone calls?
In the Google Guarantee section, there is lead exclusivity. So, I mean, this is different. So let me explain it like this. Technically, yes. Yes, technically they could. The answer technically is yes. Okay, however.
Okay.
However, there's a huge explanation with this. Okay, so the main thing is say you get with Thumbtack, you get one of those calls and it's unqualified, right? It doesn't meet the criteria. Yep. The person never even picked up the phone. First and foremost, with Thumbtack, you're being handed a phone number or given a number as on some level, whether it's through a text, an email, or whatever the case may be. You're being given a phone number and you're being told this is a lead. Go ahead and chase this person down, right?
Yes.
That's not how it works with Google Guarantee. These clients are contacting you. These clients have gone to Google, okay? They haven't just gone somewhere and filled out a form. These clients have gone to Google, they've looked in the guaranteed section, Kevin, and they've decided that they want to work with you directly. Now, how they ensure that you're actually getting the qualified calls is because all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, and AI is listening on all the phone calls. Okay?
Okay, just to let you know, mm-hmm. Angie does the same thing.
They don't do it like this.
Okay, good, because, Angie's been sued many times.
Exactly.
And if you're doing it just, I was on Angie for a little while, but they're worse than, they're the same as Thumbtack as far as how shady they are.
Right.
But they charge $25 for a lead that Thumbtack will charge $8.
Right.
They're just higher. That's all.
Yeah. No, and I'm familiar with how all of them work. Like I said, I work with guys like you every single day that have been in those experiences, and I've heard the good, the bad. I've heard guys that can sustain with like that, and then I've heard the stories where it's unsustainable. People have to literally close their doors. okay? Like, because they weren't able to sustain it, and they have been sued for the way that they practice business. And there is, you know, something going on with the FTC and the way that they practice business. However, that's why Google built this. Google built this to trump those paper lead services because they know what you guys have been going through. So, A, the calls are recorded. When your company is listed at the top of the first page of Google in the guaranteed section on Google, it's a specific section. It's not just a regular spot in the Google ads. It is a special section at the very top of the page in the guaranteed section. So people, think about this, Kevin. When you've used Google yourself, right?
Yep.
You go to Google and you're looking for something. Say you're looking for a new set of tires for the truck, right? If you see something that says guaranteed on it, are you more likely to click on that than you are just a regular random ad? Probably.
I mean,
at least check it out, right?
It's a little different than most people, but most people would pick on the guarantee because they want to make sure they're with a trusted person. So.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So when you click on the guaranteed section on Google, what it says for the general public is get it done right or Google pays you back. Okay? So specifically what that means to the consumer, not you, but the general consumer, is Google actually vets the business that is being listed there as the option for Google Guarantee, and they're saying, listen, this company is tried and true. If they do not provide you with quality service, say there was ever an issue that could not be, you know, resolved, which I'm sure that you don't run into that particular problem. However, if there was a situation like that, Google actually backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So Google would actually do a payout on behalf of the company if need be. Okay? And what they're guaranteeing you is the actual qualified leads as opposed to the gobbledygook that you've been dealing with. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, with that being said, somebody goes to Google, they're looking up the they're looking up to have that furniture, you know,
assembled,
not installed, but assembled, yes. Assembled is the word I was looking for. And they go to Google, they find your listing there on the guaranteed section. Right? They can look at your profile. They can read your reviews. They can look at your website. They can get very comfortable with you. When they pick up the phone to call, they're calling you directly. They're not calling us.
Yep.
We're not saying, hey, here's a lead fee or here's what we're calling a lead today. Call them back. And that same number we've sent to five other guys. No. They're calling you directly because they've determined that they want to work directly with you. Okay? So when you pick up the phone, you know that it's a Google Guaranteed Lead because it says so on the caller ID, and it says Guaranteed Lead right before it connects the call, okay?
Okay.
It's a real-life human on the other end of the phone. Then you're going to go in and deal with your client accordingly, okay?
Okay.
Now, with the Google Guarantee program, the upfront cost on it is a one-time application and processing fee of $250. This is non-refundable. It goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate on the Google guarantees. So do you have any face-to-face employees? Anybody else?
No, but I'm assuming the money's for background checks and things
Indeed.
Like that. So yeah.
Indeed. Indeed. And it goes for the entire company. So it's not per, like if you had 50 employees, it's not per employee. It's for the entire company, one time.
Yeah, okay? I'm just one person.
Right. Well, with this, that is the upfront cost on it. Then from there, do you happen to have business license and insurance for the company?
I don't have business insurance.
Okay.
Which I can get, but I don't need a license for a handyman, but I am incorporated.
Okay. It's not required to have the insurance either for this particular vertical. It is not a requirement.
Okay.
But I always ask because it doesn't hurt to have those things. Okay?
Yeah, so, I don't take on things like when I fill out a profile.
Uh-huh.
There are some things that I'm not going to take on because of that reason. So I'll fix an outlet. Mm-hmm. Electrical outlet, but I'm not going to wire somebody's house.
Right. Understood.
Things like that.
Yeah. No, makes sense. So what the within the handyman vertical, what the keyword services are, just so you know, and we can determine that this is going to be a really good fit for you, because we don't like to sign you up for this if we're not sure that it's going to be a good fit for you. If there was something that made us think that you couldn't pass a background check, or if there was some situation, we would just let you know, hey, we don't feel like you're a good fit for it, because we don't want to take your money for no reason, okay?
Well, I mean, I was already a member of Angie and Thumbtack, and whether they did a background check or not, they did charge me for it.
Right.
And you should. But I did have to pass the background check. So I'm good. I'm good there.
Yeah, I believe that you are, but I'm just letting you know, like, we go through a full vetting process because we want to support you in every way, you know?
When you say vetting, it sounds like I'm running for government or something, so.
Well.
We're going to vet you. Okay. You know, I did smoke pot in high school.
Did you inhale?
No, I did not inhale.
Right? Or just a recorded line?
Yeah.
So it is furniture assembly. It's gutter cleaning. It's installing drywall, repairing water fixtures, replacing tile, repairing fans, repairing floor, installing flooring, installing tile, installing water fixtures, mounting TVs, painting indoor, outdoor, regular handyman, as well as other, which is going to allow us to do any other specialty services that you're providing.
Yeah, the other thing on Thumbtack, the other thing's killing me because, you know, the other may be, you know, my roof falling down. See, because remember, the customer is picking the word other.
Right.
You know, and I have
specific.
Other, you know.
But this is specific. This is specific. Understand that. Other within handyman is going to be for those specific services. It's not going to be, if they're looking up roof, it's going to come up under roof repairs. It's going to come up for the roofer. It's not going to come up for the handyman. Because that's how the algorithm working.
I need to stop you there for a second.
Okay.
As a handyman, the one thing that I do not do is I do not do sheetrock.
So you don't do drywall?
Everything. I don't do drywall because I'm not good at mudding and taping.
Okay.
So, you don't have to take
all the keywords if you don't want to. If there's certain ones you don't want to come up for, you don't have to, Kevin. We can actually exclude them. Okay?
Okay. Then we're so good to go. So.
Okay. So once you go ahead, once we charge the one-time $250 application fee, we send you the application. We go ahead and get the application processed. It literally takes about 10 minutes to completely fill out the application and submit it. We begin processing the application. The client onboarding process for that is approximately about 15, 20 minutes. You're going to get with Ivan. He's going to upload your photo ID, and then we're going to go ahead and process the application. From there, once the Google Guarantee process is complete, which I do have to give you the full disclaimer that the maximum amount of time that it's ever taken for processing is 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always take that long. It doesn't even usually take that long. It really just depends on how quickly you get us the application back. It really depends on you mostly. Once we have it, we can process it and get it moving forward very quickly. Now,
because you had one person wait 3 weeks, 7 weeks and 6 days.
I must give the disclaimer. But the other thing is it was taking longer. So they started this program 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was taking longer during COVID to process because they just didn't have the bodies to process. So that, I think, is another reason. And then they've just kind of left that number in place ever since. So I like to give full disclosure on everything up front just because that's me. However, once it's completely Google Guarantee approved, then we can cut the leads on. Now, getting down to what the cost per lead is for you, is your lead cost is, let me see here, it's $49.33 per lead.
Okay. And I only charge $35 an hour.
Okay. All right.
So you see my dilemma, right?
Absolutely. I completely understand. Yeah.
the reason why I got into this business is because everybody was making $75 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to make that kind of money. I'd like to, but I'm not going to do that to anybody. If I'm making $35-$40 an hour, you know, I'm fixing things. It works for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the $7, $8, $9, $12 leads that, listen, Thumbtack's throwing me leads,
mm-hmm.
but they're making me pay for leads that I'll never ever get.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that I don't like about it.
Right.
But I can't pay $50 for a lead. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even pay $50 for a lead if I was charging $75 an hour.
Okay.
Because most handyman jobs are 1 to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, it's so not necessarily for everybody.
Yeah.
The way that the program is designed and the way that the pricing structure is isn't something that I have any control over because it's something that's done directly through Google. So, with it, they do require a minimum monthly budget to start for 13 leads. That's a budget of $644, and then you have control over it from there to be able to, you know, take on as many leads or as small or pause the campaign as you want to. But as far as that lead cost goes, I have nowhere to go with that. I'm not saying that I think it's a reasonable number for a handyman either. It's just the numbers that are given to me directly by Google.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
And there are some people out there that charge $75, $100 an hour, and that might work for them.
Right.
Especially if they get qualified leads.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do that. So I'm going to direct, that's why I've been also looking at directing my money towards, you know, local advertising, trying to get my name to people's doors. And, you know, for $50, I might be able to reach 70 doors,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I might get 2 leads out of 70 doors.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's just a matter, it's a numbers game. Listen, I appreciate everything you just did because we were great until we got this to $50. And you say 49, whatever, I hear 50.
Yeah, absolutely. I would hear 50 as well. Yeah.
So I really appreciate it. I think I'm going to stick away from the lead side. You know,
okay.
Maybe there's something else that Google has for me, but right now I'm just going to come up with a plan C, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.